The West Gonja District Chief Executive Adam Mutawakilu has called on Ghanaians to see partisan politics as an avenue for development and not for confrontation. He said people belong to different political parties because they hold different ideas on how to implement policies that will develop the country and improve the living standards of the people, and as such, they are not necessarily enemies. Mr. Mutawakilu said this at the 36th Annual General Congress of the Gonjaland Youth Association in Damongo. Here's the news desk report.
The Congress was dubbed Ensuring Peaceful 2012 Elections, the Role of Gonjaland Youth. Mr. Mutawakilu appealed to all those who are into politics to see each other as friends and desist from statements that would inflame passions as the elections got nearer. He also used the occasion to enumerate a number of development projects the Assembly has undertaken within the past 3 years, adding that the Assembly has within the period constructed and furnished 15 three-unit classroom blocks for some communities, built 8 teachers' quarters for selected schools, and a girls' hostel for the Damongo Health Assistance Training School. He said the Assembly has also constructed the district police headquarters, an abattoir for butchers in Damongo, and drilled 2 boreholes for the Luto and Kito communities, among other things. Vice President John Mahama, in a speech read on his behalf by the Minister of Communications, Haruna Idrisu, assured the people of Gonjaland that the work on the Fufuoso Damongo Solar Road would commence this month. He said government has secured a grant of $166 million from the African Development Bank for the construction of the road, which will now be asphalted, adding that the contract has been awarded to 2 Chinese construction firms, namely the China International Waters and Electrical Corporation and China Harbour and Engineering Corporation. The Vice President said the road has been divided into 2 stretches to facilitate its early completion, with the 80-kilometer stretch from Fufuoso to Larabanga being constructed by China International Waters and Electrical Corporation. He said the remaining stretch of 67 kilometers from Larabanga to Sola would be done by the China Harbour and Engineering Corporation, adding that the contractors have already mobilized their equipment and are on site.
A news desk report.